Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, because who here hasn't stared down that pesky little voice in their head whispering you can't do it? Ever felt like your dreams are just out of reach because those doubts are holding you back? Trust me, I get it. Self-doubt and fear are sneaky ninjas that can completely derail our plans, leave us feeling stuck, and make even the simplest tasks seem monumental. But guess what? We're not going to let them win. Today, we're diving deep into how to conquer those inner demons and build a fortress of confidence around you. Think of this as your ultimate self-doubt slaying guide. We're going to unpack some practical strategies, sprinkle in some real-life examples, because who doesn't love a good relatable story? And leave you feeling empowered to take on anything. So buckle up, because things are about to get real. First things first, we need to recognize that self-doubt is totally normal. It's like that annoying house guest who overstays their welcome. Everyone has it sometimes. The key is learning how to manage those pesky feelings and not let them control your actions. Think of it this way. You wouldn't let a leaky faucet ruin your entire date, right? So why let self-doubt derail your whole life? Here are five rock-solid strategies to help you overcome self-doubt and fear. Number 1. Identify those negative thought patterns. Ever notice how those inner voices tend to repeat the same old script? I'm not good enough. This is too hard. What if I fail? Become a detective, track those thoughts, and start questioning their validity. Are they based on facts or just fear? Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts head-on. Don't let them slide. When that voice whispers you're going to mess this up, counter it with something like, I've got this. Remember, your thoughts have power, so choose to focus on the positive and build yourself up. Number 3. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Nailed that presentation at work? Give yourself a high five. Recognizing your accomplishments builds confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. Number 4. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Let's be real, everyone stumbles sometimes. Instead of seeing failure as a setback, view it as valuable feedback. What can you learn from the experience? How can you use it to grow stronger next time? Remember, Thomas Edison didn't give up after thousands of failed attempts at inventing the light bulb. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. You know, those friends and family members who always believe in you, even when you doubt yourself. Lean on them. They can provide encouragement, perspective, and a much-needed reality check when your inner critic gets out of hand. Let's talk about the real-life example. Imagine this. You've been wanting to start that business idea for months, but fear is holding you back. What if it fails? What if people laugh at you? Those doubts are starting to feel overwhelming, right? Now picture this. Your friend, who knows how passionate you are about your idea, encourages you to take a leap of faith. They remind you of your past successes and how resilient you are. They even offer to help you brainstorm and refine your plan. Suddenly, those fears seem less daunting, and the excitement of pursuing your dream starts to outweigh the anxieties. See? Support can make all the difference. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you conquer self-doubt and fear. Identify those negative thought patterns, challenge them head-on, celebrate your wins, embrace failure as a learning opportunity, and surround yourself with supportive people. Remember, building confidence is a journey, not a destination. But trust me, the view from the top of that mountain is worth every step. You've got this. Go out there, believe in yourself, and don't let those fears hold you back. And hey, if you found this helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who might need a little boost of confidence. And remember, we're all in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.